and soon a religious iron curtain dropped across Europe. One August day in 1099, a large crowd of refugees snaked through the streets of Baghdad and into the palace of Caliph al-Mustazir Billah. With trembling voices, they recounted the terrifying experiences they'd been subject to during the Christian conquest of the Holy Land. Some had witnessed the massacre of Jerusalem's inhabitants when the Christians razed the city a month earlier. They described how their family and friends had been hunted down and eventually slaughtered by the Europeans. Together, they urged the Caliph to drive out the invaders and swore revenge on the infidels who had taken their land, desecrated their shrines, and killed their loved ones. Muslims invaded Europe. The Crusade and the attack on Jerusalem were the culmination of tensions that had grown over 4 to 5 centuries between Christian Europe and the Muslim world to its south and east. In the centuries leading up to the turn of the millennium, Christian European politics had become increasingly chaotic. As religious strife within Christianity deepened, its leaders began to rail against Islam, highlighting the conflict between the religions. Within a few decades, interfaith relations deteriorated, and a religious iron curtain slowly but surely descended between the two civilizations. On the one side was Christian Europe, led by the Pope. He was supported by a large number of kingdoms, of which the Holy Roman Empire was by far the strongest. On the other side was the Muslim Caliphate, made up of Asian, Arab, and African dynasties. Although they fought among themselves for power, Islam was their common bond. From a religious point of view, the growing conflict between Muslims and Christians was not inevitable. On the contrary, the two religions shared many core beliefs. Both Christians and Muslims regarded the Bible as holy scripture. Both Christianity and Islam preached tolerance, and both religions stressed the need to fight evil in oneself rather than in others. The political and military reality, however, was quite different. According to the Quran, Islam was founded when the merchant Muhammad of Mecca received a series of revelations from God between 610 and 632. He was taught the nature of God and given a set of rules. Most important was the command to worship only one God, Allah. With a band of faithful followers, Muhammad made his way to the desert city of Medina, where he founded the first community based on Islam. To safeguard his fledgling faith, Muhammad subdued the entire Arabian Peninsula militarily, uniting its small, scattered communities into one state. There is no indication that he intended to extend his political influence further. Islam was to be the religion of the Arabs, Muhammad believed. But his immediate successors, the caliphs, saw things differently, and over the next century led an impressive series of conquests. Like a sandstorm, Muslim forces swept across the cities of Syria and the Holy Land. In 635, just 3 years after Muhammad's death, Damascus fell, and in 636, the Muslims conquered the first Christian city, Antioch. In 638, after a fierce siege lasting a year, Jerusalem itself, the holy city of the Jews and Christians, had to surrender to the Muslim invasion force. Soon the Caliph's power extended from the Chinese border in the east, across Central Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa to Sicily and the Iberian Peninsula in the west. But the expansion drive didn't stop there. In 711, Muslim forces pushed right into the heart of Europe to central France. Only when they were almost at the gates of the Church of Saint-Martin Basilica in the city of Tours in 732 were they halted by French and Burgundian forces. The Caliphate was huge by then, covering more than 13 million square kilometres. However, after the defeat at Tours, the Muslims abandoned their hold on their French possessions, and the border between Christian Europe and the Muslim Caliphate came to lie in northern Spain. Here, in Al-Andalus, as the Arabs named the region, Muslim rule was strong. The ruling dynasty showed great tolerance toward the area's Christians and Jews. Art and culture flourished in what later became known as the Muslim Golden Age. Europe was in chaos. The situation was different in Christian Europe. To the north, Christianity and the Church were under pressure, not from Islam, but from within. The 2 centuries leading up to the turn of the millennium had been marked by chaos. The Frankish Empire, once Europe's dominant power, had enjoyed a revival under Charlemagne around 800, but had subsequently been split by